Act 2, Scene 3 has a lot of important quotes. In this scene, the murder of Duncan is discovered. The scene begins with a knock, knock, knocking on the door. But this isn't heaven's door, this is hell's door. The porter who has to open the door says, "If a man were porter of Hellgate, he should have old turning the key." And it's interesting that he compares the door of Macbeth's castle to the doors of hell. The next thing that happens is Macduff and Lennox come in and they ask Macbeth where Duncan is. Is the king stirring, worthy thane? And there's heavy irony in that quote because the king isn't stirring. He'll never be stirring again. He's dead. And the other irony is that they refer to Macbeth as worthy, as a worthy man. We may have thought that about him at the beginning of the play, more difficult to feel that way about him now that he has murdered the king. Lennox then goes on to describe the disorder in the natural world, and this is the idea that when something terrible happens in the natural order of things, nature will respond. He says there's been a strong wind, chimneys have been blown down, there's been an earthquake, an owl has been screeching all night. These three things are reflecting the disorder in the kingdom. Lennox says, "The night has been unruly, lamentings heard in the air, strange screams of death. The obscure bird clamoured the livelong night. Some say the earth was feverous and did shake." And Macbeth's deeply ironic response is, "'Twas a rough night." Really. Macduff had left and now he re-enters having discovered the dead king. And his response is, "Oh horror, horror, horror. Tongue nor heart cannot conceive nor name thee." So he cannot actually put words on the horrendous scene that he has just witnessed. It's almost as if he says the words out loud that Duncan is dead, then he'll have to believe them. He also tells us, "Most sacrilegious murder hath broke ope the Lord's anointed temple." The murder of the king is sacrilegious, it's a crime against God. And it has also broken open the natural order of things. When Lady Macbeth enters and asks what's happening, Macduff says, "Oh, gentle lady, 'tis not for you to hear what I can speak." And there's heavy dramatic irony again here. He thinks of her as a gentle lady, and he thinks that if he tells her what has happened, she won't be able to take it. Of course, we know she's been instrumental in the murder of Duncan, so it's very ironic that someone would be afraid to tell her what has happened. When she finds out that Duncan has been murdered, she says, "What in our house?" And Banquo says, "Too cruel anywhere." If you think about what's happening here, her first reaction to hearing that the king is dead is, "Oh, it's a shame he died in our house." As though the important thing is where he dies, when actually the important thing is that he is dead. Banquo immediately notices the falsity of her reaction and he calls her on it. He says, "Too cruel anywhere." He asks her to focus on his death, which is the cruel thing, irrespective of where his murder has occurred. When Macbeth re-enters, having supposedly just seen Duncan's dead body for the first time, he says, "Had I but died an hour before this chance, I had lived a blessed time." So what he's saying is, if I could rewind time, if I was alive up until an hour ago, up until before this terrible thing happened, then I was blessed. And the